Mark, does the end result of that feel like an all too familiar feel?
The end result of that was because we didn't do what we do as well as they did what they do well. I think we spoke about them and the long ball tactic and how we need to cope with that first. And you set the scene and you set the tone. And we've defended okay to a point. The two goals have been horrendous goals to concede. I mean, there was nothing else in that game again. So it's an all too familiar story coming in talking about an opponent's been allowed to score two goals against us. It's too easy. You know, it's got to stop. We can, you know, be our authors of our own downfall in games, or we can come back stronger mentally and deal with the situation, because it's tough. You don't win anything. You really don't win anything by it just being given to you on a plate, you know. But we're giving people and teams, opponents, chances to go and take the money out of our pockets and the points out of our season, and it's got to stop. Like I say, good thing is it's in our own hands. You know, our own hands being that we can turn this round and turn this form round away from home. But it's got to be done with the right mentality. You know, we have to do it and change the mentality and be horrible to play against away from home. What I'd say that we can be better at, we can better at moving the ball. We can be better at wanting to receive the ball and make better decisions. We can be miles better than that, but we haven't done that today, and that's the majorly disappointing thing, because it hurts. And we've got to be better. We've got to be better, and then obviously things will change for us. But you know, difficult to take. That's got to be said.
Mm. So form, decision making, things like that. Whose hands is it in? Then you say it's in your own hands.
It's in the players' hands. They've got it. They know exactly what they've got to do. And you're right. It's a direct question and one that's worth asking. They've got to stand up and be counted. We've said it before. We'll say it again. They have to stand up and be counted. You know, ultimately, it's my responsibility. I will take all the flak that's flying and bound to be flying, because it isn't good enough. But we've got to make sure that they are in a better place when we come away from home in terms of the mentality. We've got to be better, and we need something to go our way as quickly as we possibly can do. There's a home game on Tuesday. We've got to go out and perform against Walsall side. They're a good team. And again, we're capable of winning any game that we go out and play. We should have won that game today. It's majorly disappointing that we haven't got anything. Mm.
You're right, the flak is flying, listening and reading what's coming into the programme. What reassurances then can you give those critical fans, particularly, that things will change?
Well, first and foremost, the players, we work with the players on a daily basis. They are decent players. They have to. Most teams go through a stage in a season or in their history where it becomes difficult. And the periods during each season that are difficult. And it's how you deal with them. It's how you cope with them. So, you know, from our perspective, we keep calm heads and we maintain what we do. And if we keep making the same mistakes, then personnel has to change. That's for sure. But you know, ultimately, I believe in these players. I believe in them. They've got to start believing in themselves a little bit. And they are at the moment, they're just being found wanting when it comes to seeing a game out and seeing it over the line. I think there were some good things in the game again. I think that. McSheffery's goal needs a mention, because it was an outstanding strike and gave us a really good start in the game. Then we've got to go and put our foot to the gas and go and see the game off. We didn't do it, you know, so we let the team back in and gave them a little bit of impetus. Again, you know, they play a certain way. They did what they did better than we do what we do well. Like I say, we've got to keep going and put that right.
You talk about personnel change. Are you confident that, despite the fan pressure, that the chairman won't make that personnel change at your level?
No, that's out of my hands, absolutely. But always is. I think the thing that we've got to do is we've got to turn the results around. You know, and that's something that I believe I'll be given the time to do. And people should be angry and should be annoyed, because I am. You know, but also I've got to keep a calm head and get this turned around. And we'll do that. You know, there's no two ways about it. The players The players need to be aware, and they are aware of the investment that's been made and the future of the club and all of the direction that we're going in. You know, the start of the season was good and it was bright and people were buoyant, and obviously we've got to turn around this little blip in form away from home. Because it clearly isn't good enough, you know, from our perspective, from my perspective, from the chairman's perspective, from the supporters. We will turn it round and we will make sure that it's better and we can get some better times. But we've got to maintain that that support, that trust, and that belief that we can turn things round. Mm. You know, from my perspective, we'll do it.
You've acknowledged Gary McSheffrey's goal. Hard to take positives on a day like this, but that was one. Will you see many better goals this weekend, do you think?
No, he's hit it really well. You know, we've done... But you're right, it's difficult to talk about it, but it was a positive. It was a really good strike, and it gave us a real good a good feel going into the second half of the first half. But, like I say, we make too many easy errors and gift people opportunities, and that's got to stop.
Okay. How did Joe Lawley do for you?
Joe did okay. We're just looking at getting him a little bit more of the ball. He was starved of the ball a little bit, and we didn't get either side or either flank attacked as much as we wanted to. You know, it took us too long to get the ball down and under control, and there was that anxieties in the play. You can see it, you know. But again, you know, results aren't fair. You know, life's not fair, and we can look around and start feeling sorry for ourselves, or we can come out and make sure that we grow a pair. Proverbially, and make sure that we perform in the right manner, because it wasn't the right manner to perform in today, and that game was a winnable game, and we should have won that game.
Final quick one: no Henderson or Size on the bench today. What was the situation?
No, Size is with us, but Hendo he had a problem, picked up a problem yesterday, so he may be out for he may be back for Tuesday, he may be out for Tuesday. I won't know until Monday.
What's the problem?
Hamstring. So just a slight hamstring, but it's slight tear rather than anything too serious, I think.